This morning, we're chatting with a young Aussie author. Hello, Isabel Duff. How are you?
Hi, Fiona. I'm really well, thanks. How are you?
I am fabulous. And you're an author. At the tender age of 18, you wrote a book called Cookie. Isabel, that is amazing. Firstly, can we find out a little bit about you? Where are you from?
Thank you. I am from Manildra, which is about 50 k's west of Orange in New South Wales. I grew up on a farm with my parents and my little brother.
Oh, terrific. I spent most of my childhood at a farm out near Sofala.
It's a very good way to grow up.
Isabel, now, you had a bit of a tough time during your teenage years with your mental health. Is that right?
Yeah, I missed about three quarters of year 12. I had depression and anxiety and was later diagnosed with anorexia as well. So it was a really, really tough couple of years, the end of high school. And for my 18th birthday, my parents bought me a puppy. And he just made everything better. And that's what Cookie's about.
So Cookie's the name of the puppy?
Yes, in the book.
In the book.
The real name of the puppy is Safi, but they're very much the same dog.
Fair enough. Okay, what sort of dog?
He's a border collie.
Oh, well, you're on a farm. Of course he's a border collie.
Yeah, he helps out with the sheep and, yes, he's a real farm dog.
Oh, look, I remember Bing. I had a border collie growing up on the farm as well, and they are just such loyal dogs, so loving. Okay, so you've got the puppy, and how is it that a puppy was able to bring such a transformation to your situation?
I think it was that I was in such an awful headspace and I was really, really struggling, and I was finding it really hard to convince myself that people cared about me as much as they said I did. I think a lot of people, when they have depression, it feels like the way you feel about yourself is how everyone else feels about you. But then you have a puppy, and you can't look at a puppy and convince yourself that they don't love you. There's no way to do that. They're just too beautiful. I think Saf gave me so much purpose. I had to get out of bed because he's an outside dog, so the only way for me to see him in the morning was to go outside. I had to take him for walks. That was my job. I had to feed him. It gave me responsibility and a purpose, and it meant that I had this amazing unconditional love of this beautiful friend who loved me more than anything in the world.
And so you started to see yourself through the puppy's eyes rather than your own?
Yeah, I think I wrote Cookie from the dog's perspective. It felt like the only way to do it for me. It felt like he was trying to look after me. It felt like he knew.
Wow. And so you decided that you'd put your journey sort of into a children's book. You've changed the name from Safi to Cookie, but it's kind of like your real life journey.
Yeah, it is. It is very personal. It feels very true. My family laughs a lot about the book because the name of the little brother in the book is Stop It, which is very true of my relationship with my brother.
Well, that's the sibling way, isn't it? Stop it. Okay, so you've written this book. Who's it aimed at? What age group do you think would appreciate this book?
Well, pitched mainly at 6 to 8-year-olds. But, I mean, while I really want Cookie to be able to start conversations around empathy and mental health awareness with kids, at the end of the day, it's really just a book about a puppy and his girl and friendship. So I think maybe for the mental health stuff, 6 to 8-year-olds, but I definitely think younger kids can enjoy it. And I mean, if you want to read a happy story about a puppy, then why not read a picture book as an adult?
Why not? So written from the dog's perspective, and it's just that the inspiration came from the true transformation that happened in your life when you got a puppy. So, I mean, that'll come out in the pages, I'm sure, and be so helpful to so many people. Fancy being an author at such a young age. What are you doing now, Isabel?
I'm at uni. I'm at Uni of New South Wales, studying science and commerce, which I realise is a bit confusing given that I've just written a picture book.
Hey, you're versatile, you're versatile. Isabel, all the best with the book. I hope it's a huge success for you. And look at it this way, it's been a wonderful success in that it's turned your life around, first the dog and then the book, and now you're studying at uni, so that's just awesome. So well done, Isabel.
Thank you so much, Fiona. Thanks for having me.